Hello, and welcome to the first episode of our Mosaic podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are kicking off our podcast series today with a little bit of history of our organization and how I have tried to document some interesting stories about our history and my time here as your CEO. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. And since every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process, we decided to create podcasts that will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
We are so excited to share your story about 5200 Sundays. Where did the idea come from, Andrew?
Well, 5200 Sundays is 100 years, and this is dedicated to the centenarians that we are so privileged to serve and have gotten to know over the years. My hope and my goal is that we would be able to document these stories in part before I started to forget and to commemorate my 20th anniversary of working here. So through most of last year, I spent time trying to put it together and made a commitment to myself that I would get it done before the end of 2022.
And when did you find time to write it, since you are so busy?
Well, writing is a little bit of passion and a little bit of a commitment that needed to happen, not shockingly, mostly at night and on weekends. But again, it was really a privilege to be able to think back and remember the stories and document the relationships that exist between individuals, residents, other clients, their families, loved ones, and of course, our beloved staff.
So, Andrew, what exactly is 5200 Sundays about, and what messages are you trying to deliver in this book?
Short answer, it's all about relationships. The beauty of everyone and the people that we work with, the people that created this community, again, residents, clients, families, volunteers, certainly the staff, and the relationships between them. We see it, we feel it, we touch it, and my hope for the book was to document it, to share it with those that we work with, to those that know us, to those that are considering getting to know us, and really for the memory and the dedication of all of the people that are involved. I also think there's a lot of subplots to those stories about aging, about caregiving, about the business parts of who we are and what we do. But certainly, again, the primary focus was all about relationships that make it meaningful.
Are there any stories about relationships that stand out for you?
Not shockingly, there are many, but I'm going to attempt to talk about three that I think give a little bit of a flavor of what the book is about. The first certainly is the story of Sadie, who is the first lady of the Jewish home. Sadie was our very, very first employee. She worked for the Jewish home for 25 years. She volunteered when she technically retired. She moved in when she needed to become a resident. And she truly embodied everything we were ever about. Her family members came to live here. She worked with so many of the staff that are the core of our heart and soul. And Sadie dressed to the nines. And there's so many aspects to her life that we talk about. In fact, I still to this day tell the story of Sadie at every single new hire orientation, new employee orientation, so that we can carry on her tradition. So Sadie's one of those stories in her relationships. The second is my friend Dave. Dave was the first centenarian that I ever had the privilege to get to know because he moved in when he was 100. And he was a remarkably sharp and wonderful individual who had a family that he was very proud of with his children, grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. But Dave taught us a lot of lessons about life, and he was famous for telling the story of what was the secret to success? What was the secret to long life? And every time you would ask, Dave would put his hand on his cheeks and he would tell you to do the same. And he would tell you to rub your cheeks, and everybody does. And he would say, invariably to the question, what are you doing? He would say, don't forget to exercise your smile.
Aww.
And that's my friend Dave. And last but not least, the story in the book is certainly about my family and the personal connections here. But my mother moved in and became a resident when her dementia advanced and progressed. And the story of her experiences when I became Andrew the son rather than Andrew the CEO. I always knew what an incredible job people did here and what wonderful care was provided. But seeing through the eyes of a family member rather than just someone that worked here gave a whole nother dimension to my experience and something that truly enhanced, I think, my life and my relationship with so many of the staff that work here and took care of her.
So what do you think is the most surprising thing you learned while writing 5200 Sundays throughout this entire process?
So I don't know that it's a surprise, but maybe a really wonderful reminder of how many great people are interconnected. You know, we talk about 6 degrees of separation, and I think the book brought out the connectedness. So the family member that moved in or the resident that became part of the story who knew the uncle, grandmother, whoever of the teacher that was somebody that worked here. And those connections, and again, all about relationships, this just highlighted and reminded me how precious they are. And again, the theme of the book is relationships and recognizing and appreciating and truly just making that part of our conversation every day, hopefully tying together not only what happens here on this campus, but in senior living communities all across the country.
So, Andrew, after reading the book, and I don't want to give away any secrets, but I wanted to mention some of the takeaways that I have from the book. I love the relationships that have been built here and the stories that are told in the book, but especially because they're documented to keep the residents' memories alive. And that you mentioned that in the book as well. I think that's so heartwarming. And then I also love some of the quotes that our residents gave as part of the book, because our seniors are the greatest wealth of knowledge, and they've lived long, a long life, and they've seen so much. So it's great to hear what they have to say. Two of my favorite quotes were, embrace each and every day of our lives. It's not a dress rehearsal. I mean, how great is that? That's like such a perfect quote. And then it's a way to live your life. And then the second quote I love is, treat everyone you know as you would want your family to be treated. I take that to heart, because a lot of times when I'm on campus and I see people walking around, I always feel like that could be me, that could be my mom, that could be my dad, or, you know, anybody in my family. Let's treat them like you would want your family treated. So that's great. These are words to live by in work and in life. So Andrew, if somebody wanted to read the book or get a copy of it, how would they do that?
Well, thank you for all the comments and feedback, which I certainly appreciate. The decision that I made was to publish the book and make it available to everyone for free, because it was meant to be a resource. So it is available on our website, which is 5200sundays.org. The idea is that you can download either a PDF or an EPUB file right into your reader, and it's there for anybody who's interested. The feedback has been great. The comments I appreciate. You are certainly most welcome to make a voluntary donation to our organization to support the work we do, but please know that the book is absolutely free, and that's how I intended it to be published. Again, it's 5200sundays.org, and it brings you to the site to download it. It's really simple, and I encourage you to, I hope you do, and without a doubt, the ability to share this experience and to share the stories was what it was all about for me.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on with us today for the first podcast and sharing the incredible stories that are within 5200 Sundays. We appreciate it.
This is great, and I can't wait to kick off the rest of the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you both. And for everyone that makes our community special, it's a privilege to be a part of it. Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.